It is 1:33. This is KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Brain. We're breaking into our programming this hour to bring you live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak here in Arkansas. At yesterday's daily briefing, Governor Hutchinson said the state had seen an additional 595 cases of the coronavirus, bringing the total number of people who have ever tested positive in the state to 16,678. And we had also seen 10 additional deaths for a total of 237. And as of yesterday, the state had 5,221 active cases of COVID-19. And now we go live to Governor Hutchinson speaking from the state capitol. And you're listening to KYR 89.1.
Face mask from the McGee Owls that was sent to Dr. Smith and myself. So thank you for that face mask from the city of McGee, or the McGee High School. Thank you for joining us for today's daily COVID-19 update. And I'll give a report along with Dr. Secretary Nate Smith on our cases. And yesterday, we had 16,678 cases. Since yesterday, we've had an additional 697 cases. That brings the total to 17,375 cases cumulative here in the state of Arkansas since the pandemic began. I'll come back to those cases. In terms of hospitalizations, we've had an increase of 19. That brings us to 267. In terms of deaths, we hate to say it, but we have an additional 3 deaths. That brings us to 240 Arkansans that have died. When we look at the 697 new cases that have occurred over the last 24 hours, they're spread really over a large part of Arkansas. We see that Hot Spring County had 168 cases, largely attributable to the Ouachita River Correctional Facility that's there. Beyond that, Washington County had 79. Benton County had 67, Pulaski County had 51, Sebastian County 40, Faulkner 29, Yale 26, Columbia 26, and the rest were under 20. And so whenever you look at that, you see overall the cases, the growth of cases declining in Benton and Washington County somewhat. So you can see some level of progress that's there, but you also see new areas of challenge in various parts of the state. Sebastian County has been having an increase, as well as Crawford County, I believe it was yesterday. So those are areas that we have to watch as well. If we look at the same information really portrayed by graph, here again, you see sort of the high water mark, over 700 cases in one day. But since then, it spikes up, it spikes down. Today was a high spike that's close to that 700 mark. Whenever you look at the correctional facility, I think that will actually expand when more numbers come in. But you can see that breakdown. You go to the next slide, the 7-day rolling average. It's headed in a trajectory that's up statewide. That is of a concern. We need to do better than that. The next slide is the currently number of hospitalized Arkansans. And again, that's reached a high, which will be able to go down at some point, but we have to stop having new cases to reach that point. And then the next slide is the positivity rate. And here again, you can see now that as the corrected information goes into the system, we had a day, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, that we had actually over 10%. And then, of course, the most recent data is down closer to the 5% level. Overall, the average remains below 10% for our positivity rate. And this is the 7-day rolling average on positivity tests. And you can see from that that it's closer to about 7% as a positivity rate, and somewhat flat, but going up just a little bit. And in terms of testing, as you know, we set as a goal to do 120,000 tests in the month of June, and we've exceeded that. We're at 125,000 tests, and we've got a number of days left, so you're going to see that really continue to increase in the coming days. And then the final one is one that I talked a little bit about yesterday, but I didn't use this graphic, and this is the four different regions of our state. So Northeast is in blue. You've got Northwest in the orange. You've got Southwest in the green. You've got Central in the yellow, and you've got Southwest in the red. And what you really learn from this are the trend lines in different parts of the state. And as I pointed out, if you look at the Northwest region in terms, this is hospitalizations, has actually declined on that. And you can see in different parts of the state, in different regions, different directions of different trend lines. And so we have, as we've said before, we have epidemics of this virus in multiple regions of the state, and it appears to be gradually going back and forth over various parts of the states at different times and different trend lines. And so while we make progress in one area, we see another area that we've got to work on. And I believe that's all on the slides there. And let me end with two announcements that's related to this. First of all, whenever you have this level of new cases, that challenges the resources on our contact tracing, which is a fundamental part of our strategy. And we have to be able to do that effectively. We have to put the resources into the contact tracing, the testing, and the isolation. And so I've directed the Department of Health to double the number of contact tracers that we are going to be adding to our current capacity. I want to double the number of new contact tracers from 350 to 700. This will be, in round numbers, an additional cost of $22 million. I'll be asking the CARES Steering Committee to consider that additional funding, as well as the General Assembly and the appropriation process, but that is absolutely essential as we look at cases that come up or increase in different parts of the state. We have to have these resources to follow up with our contact tracing. You start with our testing, our radar system, and this month, of course, we did 120,000 tests. That will go up some more, likely close to 140,000 or so by the end of the month. I've set as a goal with Dr. Smith, of course, to test 180,000 Arkansans in the month of July, and this will mean that we will be testing not 2% of the population or 4% of the population, but if we reach that goal, we will be testing 6% of the population in Arkansas. That obviously depends upon demand, it depends upon resources, but you have to set goals. And we're hopeful that we can make that goal and expect to make that goal because that, again, is an important part of our strategy as well. Dr. Smith will be having, through his Department of Health, three surge events in Washington County and Benton County in the coming weeks to continue to enlarge our testing capacity and radar system there in those counties. With that, let me turn it over to Dr. Smith.
And this is Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith. You are listening to KUAR 89.1.
I'd like to give a few more details on these numbers. As the governor mentioned, we've had 697 new cases since yesterday. At least 43 of those were in correctional facilities, but there's another 168 that came in from Hot Spring County, and those are all in the city of Malvern. I don't have addresses on those, but I suspect that that most or all of those are in the Ouachita River Correctional Facility. So our total cases now are 17,375. Of those, 5,567 are active cases. 100 of those are in a nursing home. At least 819 of those are in correctional facilities. I say at least because I believe those ones from Malvern are also to be included in that. We have, since yesterday, we've had, the governor mentioned, a net increase of 19 additional hospitalizations to bring us to 267. We have 58 currently on a ventilator. That's an increase of one from yesterday. As the governor mentioned, we've had three additional deaths to bring us to 240 total. We have 11,568 who have recovered. That's an increase of 348 from yesterday. In terms of testing, we have continued to do well with testing. We tested 7,374 yesterday. And as the governor has mentioned, we've exceeded our goal for the month and we've set a new goal for July. I want to go a little bit more detail into the counties where these new cases are coming from. As the governor has mentioned, and I've already mentioned, 168 of those came from Hot Spring County, from the city of Malvern. Again, I suspect most or all of those are from the correctional facility there. We have also had 79 from Washington County, which is down significantly from yesterday. Yesterday we had 117 from Washington County. We have 67 from Benton County. We have had 51 from Pulaski County, 40 from Sebastian County. We had 29 from Faulkner County, mostly from the city of Conway. And we had 26 from Columbia County. Those were from a nursing home in Magnolia. And we had 26 in Yell County as well. All the rest were fewer than 20. All the other counties were fewer than 20 cases yesterday. And as the governor has mentioned, we've been focusing efforts in Benton and Washington County. We're starting to see some progress there, but we have other areas where we have increased cases coming up. We have this outbreak that we have detected within the Ouachita River Correctional Facility, and then a new nursing home. So we're going to focus our attention on these other areas as well as we continue to work to bring the outbreak in the northwest part of the state under control. With that, I'll turn it back over to the governor.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. With that, we'll turn it over for any questions.
What's the timeline to get these additional 350 contact tracers into the state? I mean, I'm sure that's going to take a lot of effort to get 350 more people on board.
It will, and we're going to be working with our procurement team to make sure we do this the right way, working with the CARES Act Steering Committee to get the funding. So, you know, we're hoping, I believe it is by mid-July, to have the first set of 350 contact tracers on board. For the doubling that amount, we're going to have to look at that time frame. So we'll have more information later, but we have set that in motion today.
Enough with the way things are trending?
Well, it's a good question because whenever we first, Dr. Smith, went to the CARES Act Steering Committee and said we need X number of dollars to handle our contact tracing, our testing, we were at a much smaller daily case number than we are now. So now we're dealing with 17,000 cases cumulative. But we have an increase every day that we have to do this. And so that's one of the reasons to escalate it. You know, obviously with bringing on that number, we have to do, there has to be training. You have to identify those. But it's going to be essential whether it's now or whether it's in the fall. Hopefully that will be more than sufficient. But right now, we have an insufficient capacity to do the job that we need to in terms of contact tracing.
I guess New York, Connecticut, those guys, kind of returning the favor now to Arkansas, considering us a hot spot. I guess kind of what's your reaction to that, especially with after Kansas having done the same thing now?
Well, obviously we've got work to do in the state, and we're going to do the work to reduce the spread. And I don't know what other states they've added. Whenever you look at the list of states that are increasing, you've got Arizona, you've got Florida, you've got Texas. So in Arkansas, we really move beyond that because, we want everybody to be careful. And this is really an important reminder that as you travel for summer vacation somewhere, you got to be careful where you're going, what you're doing, and what steps you take when you come back. It's not just that you're going to a different environment, but it could be someplace that they're not as careful in protecting against the spread. And so I urge everyone to be careful as you do travel. But we have stopped the restrictions for different states coming here because, they've reached their peak in New York and they're coming down. But it's a large part of the U.S. economy that's right now is growing in their cases. And I don't know that that's effective to say we're going to start isolating the different states.
Yes. Working list that we had a long time ago, has that evolved or are we kind of just sort of ignoring that now?
We dropped that because where we were as a state, and also because we had made other restrictions and adjustments that we put into place. Dr. Smith, I'm talking a lot over here.
Yeah, that's correct.
Sometimes I just have to look over there for affirmation. Yes.
Why do you think, we have one of the fastest growing number of cases compared to our population. We're like right there in the top four, which is why we're on New York's list. Why do you think that is, like us compared to other states, why we're growing so fast?
Well, as we've pointed out before, we have a large percent of our cases that come in a minority populations that are heavily engaged in the food industry and the processing industry. And that's a large part of our reason for increase in cases. I don't know whether other states have that level of concentration or not, but it's also a matter of timing. You've seen other states, Louisiana had the fastest growing level of cases there. You've got Mississippi that's growing. You got Florida that now is spiking. You got California. No one sheltered under place more heavily and with more restrictions in California, but yet they're spiking up. And so to me, it really indicates that, this is flowing across the United States at different times and in different ways, but no state is immune from it. That's what we've seen. And so New York, hopefully they won't have a second wave in New York, but they had a really tough first wave that we all learned from. But that's what I think you see is that this is a matter of timing as to when it hits each state.
So at this point, is it just a matter of we need to just weather the storm?
No, it's not just a matter of weathering the storm. It is about implementing a strategy that I think you're starting to see effectiveness in Benton and Washington County. That was dramatic increases in cases that have started to decline in the number of increase. We're still watching that very closely, but it's leveling off there, and it's because of the concentration of testing, of isolation, of our contact tracing. That strategy works. And so that's what you implement. So you don't just lay back and take it. You implement that strategy. But it's also about every individual citizen making the right decisions as to what it's necessary to protect yourself and others, wearing a mask, socially distancing. It does make a difference. Dr. Smith, I want to invite you to come and help answer that question there. And then we're going to go remotely.
And this is Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
Yes, there's a number of things that we have done, are doing, and will do more of. One, as the governor's mentioned, is testing. We've really scaled up our testing, and we will continue to do that. I'm taking the governor's 180,000 as a floor rather than a ceiling. And that's critical for us to identify those chains of transmission so we can interrupt them. The contact tracing is critical. As of this morning, we do not have a backlog on contact tracing, but we're trying to do contact tracing with much fewer staff than are needed. In fact, our 350 request to the CARES Act steering committee was based on the assumption that we would have about 1,000 active cases. Well, we have over 5,000 active cases now. We've become very efficient in what we're doing, but we need more. So that's going to help us. In terms of prevention, though, we need everyone to do their part. We've talked about face masks because that's a very important and underused resource that we have for interrupting transmission, but also avoiding crowds, washing hands, all these things we've been talking about. I think people know about it, but there's a difference between knowing and actually doing it. So that's something that we're going to need to continue to do and continue to encourage. And then, our ultimate game plan on this is likely to be a vaccine. And there are at least the first candidate is going into phase 3 trials in July next month. Actually, my chief medical officer, Dr. Jose Romero, is not with us today because he is chairing the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. And when I left the department, they were talking about COVID-19 vaccinations. And so there's progress being made there. That's not something that we are doing that primarily here in Arkansas, but we're definitely a part of that, contributing to that effort. So these are the things that will make a difference, but each of us have a part to play in it.
Can I ask one question for Dr. Smith while he's still there? Do you know how many people we have asked to quarantine? Would it be roughly 1-to-1 for all the 5,000 active cases?
I haven't run our numbers recently on that, but the last time we had about 2.8 contacts for every case. And so for every case, we would have almost 3 individuals who would need to be quarantined.
All right, is there a question remotely?
Yes, Governor, good afternoon. Andrew Pleasant, Hot Springs. Let me ask you the earlier question about New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. As we've heard before, the mental gymnastics over the positivity rates, but in that list of states that those governors listed, they said their criteria was a rolling 7-day positivity average of over 10%. Do you have any idea where they're getting that number, and can you help us understand why our numbers don't show the same thing?
The numbers are the numbers, so I don't know how they're interpreting it in a different way. So perhaps we can have some conversations with them and see where they're getting that information, but it's not consistent with our data. Another question.
Hey, Governor, this is Kendall at 4029. There's a large number of positive cases in the Benton County Jail. How are the detainees being released from the county jails contributing to the community spread, and what should the county jails be doing before they release detainees?
All right, the last part, what can the county jails do what?
To before they release detainees.
Yeah. Did you get that, Dr. Smith?
No, I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, the last part still sort of...
What they can do before they release the detainees to prevent
spread. Okay. Of course, the judges, the sheriffs in the jurisdiction set the terms of release if they're not state prisoners. They can release some of the prisoners under a compassionate release, or if they meet their bond requirements, so they can reduce their bond requirements. So those are local decisions in those terms. But in terms of a public health standpoint, we ask them, just like we do in the prison system, that you isolate your positives from your negatives so that it's not spread within the jail itself. And then whenever they are released, then they should be tested, and they should not be positive at that point, or they would be isolated. If they are positive at that point, they would continue their isolation. Dr. Smith, did you have anything on that?
Health Secretary Nate Smith again.
I thought perhaps part of that would be, that question might be, when people are released, if they're positive, is that influence community spread? There are situations in which, for example, people have been released from a correctional facility, and we've had to work to make accommodations for them to safely isolate. And there have been certainly many cases where we've done orders of isolation to limit their contact with other people after they're released.
And then did I hear Andrew DeMillo?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Wanted to ask you about, there was a lawsuit filed in Pulaski County yesterday regarding absentee voting, seeking either no excuse absentee voting or concerns about contracting COVID being allowed as an excuse for casting absentee ballot. Wanted to see what you thought about that lawsuit, and also if you've had a chance to revisit what you plan on doing heading into the November election in terms of allowing no excuse absentee ballots.
I have been in touch with the State Board of Election Commissioners as well as the Secretary of State. We've reached out to the counties to get their thoughts or concerns on the November election. And my time frame is to make some decisions based upon their guidance and their request sometime before August 1. And that way there's adequate time before to prepare for the election and to make any adjustments that are needed. But we continue to work with them, listen to them, and if there's some adjustments that need to be made, then we will have time to make them between now and August 1. Another question remotely.
Governor Hugh Lundgren, and I just want to go.
No.
Let's said only as an apology. I misquoted something in that when I talked about New York, New Jersey, and it wouldn't be fair to not fix that. It was a 10-day rolling average of new infections per 100,000, not positivity rate. So I apologize for the question.
Well, thanks, Neil, for clearing that up. I won't have to make that call now, perhaps. But thank you. Is another
Governor,
question? Yes.
Governor, this is Ellison Barber with NBC News and MSNBC. We've been speaking with workers at processing plants in Northwest Arkansas. They've expressed concern about the current number of cases in Tyson poultry plants in this area, and what they say is a lack of COVID testing for employees. Two of the people that we've spoken to who work at Tyson plants said that they've only been tested by Tyson once since the pandemic began. My question for you is, do you think that it is safe for the Tyson plants in Northwest Arkansas to remain open, especially given the number of confirmed COVID cases and the large percent of asymptomatic cases that they announced on Friday?
Thank you, and the question relates to the poultry facilities and the testing that's being done there and whether they should remain open. And the answer is yes, they should remain open. They're a vital part of our food chain, not just in Arkansas, but across our nation. And they have gone to very extraordinary lengths to do testing, to do their own tracing as needed, and to put their facilities in compliance and even above that with the public health requirements. They've worked closely with the Department of Health. You know, in terms of here again, we're starting to see a decline in the increase in number of cases, and it's because we've really focused on these outbreaks, getting them under control, and we're seeing some success in that. In terms of the community spread, you know, that's part of why the CDC has come in to make sure in Northwest Arkansas, as we work with the minority communities, that we overcome the language barriers, they understand the risk, they understand what they can do in their own communities, in their own homes, to protect against the spread. We believe that will have some success, and so you got really two parts of the environment. One is within the facility itself, and the other is by the workers in the community. We're addressing both parts, and we hope that that will be successful. Are there any other questions?
Yes, but they don't move
the numbers of contract tracers. You're going to have 700 on contract, and then how many people, no regular employees at the department, are contract tracers?
Well, these will be in addition.
Yeah, so we have over 200 current contract tracers within the Department of Health. And so these additional 700 will be in addition to those. Yes?
Could you talk a little bit more about the state's efforts in terms of COVID-19 testing goal for the 180,000 and how the state plans to make sure there's sufficient supplies?
In terms of supplies, you break it down with our commercial testing through LabCorp and others that, you know, that supply has continued to increase. That is really dependent upon the demand of the people of Arkansas as they have symptoms or they want to be tested or they are in a category they can be tested. They go and they get tested, and we want to make sure that continued availability is there. And then secondly, we have our Department of Health, we have our UAMS testing, we have other efforts that are out there. That's more within our control, and that's something that we're continuing to have an adequate supply at this time on our reagents. Dr. Smith mentioned the other day that we had some defective transmittal materials, media materials. And anyway, vials, and so they were defective, but we've had a replacement for those that are coming in that's going to give us confidence that we can do the testing that we need next month. Dr. Smith, I'm going to let you have the final word there.
Health Secretary Nate Smith again.
Lab testing has always been a challenge for us from the very beginning, and supply chain, you know, just as you think you've got one problem solved, something else comes. And so I'm not going to make any definitive statements except to say we're doing well right now as of today. The governor's really kind of let me off a little bit easy on this goal of 180,000. That's a lot of tests, 6% of our population. That's only about 6,000 a day. And then since we have 31 days in July, you know, I get a little buffer. You know, we did over 7,000 tests yesterday. Of those, 5,635 were from commercial labs. 1,127 were from the public health lab. And that's our all-time high. Then UAMS did 612, which may be an all-time high for them as well. So we're going full guns on the testing, and we need to, because that's what we need to do to identify individuals as soon as possible so that we can interrupt the transmission, the spread of COVID-19.
Thank you very much today, and we'll see everybody both remotely and here later in the week. Thank you.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in his latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KUAR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. Just a brief rundown of the numbers that we heard today from the governor and state health officials. The state saw its third largest increase of new coronavirus cases today since the pandemic has begun. Today, we saw an additional 697 Arkansans test positive for the coronavirus. That brought the state's total number of cases to 17,375. We have seen an additional 19 Arkansans hospitalized with COVID-19 for a total of 267 there. And three additional Arkansans have died from COVID-19. That brings the state's total number of deaths from the disease to 240. And again, today being the third highest daily increase of new coronavirus cases that we have seen, since the pandemic began at 697. It's worth noting that the two other largest increases that we have ever seen have both been in the same month, both been in June. One was around June 11th. That was just under 750 new cases. And just recently, I think less than a week ago, or maybe just a little bit over a week ago, we saw the second largest daily increase and also the largest increase among non-incarcerated people. That was just over 700 new cases. And again, today, an increase of 697 new cases, largely to blame, or at least according to state health officials, because of an outbreak of the coronavirus at the Ouachita River Unit in Malvern. That's a state prison where today the numbers are a little bit hazy, at least based on what the state has been telling us about exactly how many new cases have come from that prison. But the official tally from the state is that Hot Spring County, where Malvern is and where that state prison is, added 168 new cases today. And that was by far the largest increase in a single county today. Behind that, Washington County and Benton County each saw 79 in Washington, 67 in Benton. Over there in northwest Arkansas, where the new infections have begun or have been happening recently. Here in Pulaski County in central Arkansas, we saw 51 new cases, Sebastian County 40 cases, and Faulkner County 29 new cases. We heard a couple of announcements based on the testing side of things here in Arkansas. We heard Governor Hutchinson say he's directed the health department to add an additional 700 contact tracers. Those are people who are tasked with essentially contacting everyone who has had contact with a single person who has tested positive for the coronavirus, and essentially either ordering them to quarantine or telling them to get tested. Again, the state seeking to add 700 additional people doing that job in Arkansas. There's currently about 200 doing the job currently. Governor Asa Hutchinson saying that that will have a cost of roughly $22 million. He has asked the CARES Act Steering Committee that he has appointed to find the funds for those, as well as the state legislature to go through the usual appropriation process for those funds. We also heard the governor setting his goal for testing 180,000 Arkansans next month in July. If we reach that goal, the governor says that will reflect a 6% of Arkansas's population having been tested for COVID-19. That's, of course, after we have surpassed our goal already for this month of 120,000 tests. And again, we have 5,567 active cases of the coronavirus today. That is the largest ever number of people currently having COVID-19 in Arkansas. Also, the largest number of hospitalizations today with 267. And again, you've been listening to the governor's daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KUAR Little Rock. Tune in this afternoon to All Things Considered for a more in-depth rundown of the numbers and analysis of other sides of the coronavirus pandemic, both here in Arkansas and nationwide and worldwide. And again, tune in to Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 for another recap of the daily numbers that we've heard today. And you can always listen live online at KUAR.org, as well as catch up on all the other news related to the coronavirus pandemic here in Arkansas. Thanks for listening. You're listening to KUAR News.